There's 104 days of summer vacation, and school comes along just to end it. So the annual problem for our generation is finding a good way to spend it.
Like maybe
building a rocket or fighting a mummy or climbing up the Eiffel Tower. Discovering something that doesn't exist,
hey!
Or giving a monkey a shower. Surfing tidal waves, creating nanobots, or locating Frankenstein's brain.
It's over here!
Finding a dodo bird, painting a continent, or driving our sister insane.
Idiot!
As you can see, there's a whole lot of stuff to do before school starts this fall.
Come on, Barry!
So stick with us, cause Phineas and Ferb are gonna do it all. So stick with us, cause Phineas and Ferb are gonna do it all.
Mom! Phineas and Ferb are making a title sequence! Jeremy is so cute, especially when he's in his Mr. Slushy Dog uniform.
Candace, my jazz trio has a gig at the Squat and Stitch today. Why don't you, Phineas, and Ferb hang out at the mall together?
The mall? I can visit Jeremy at Mr. Slushy Dog.
Testing. Welcome, everyone. We'll be playing some freeform jazz today.
It might get a little crazy, so hold on to those knitting needles. Hit it, girls!
All right, Squirts, here's your cut. I'll see you back here in 2 hours. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to Mr. Slushy Dog.
Hey, where's Barry?
Sorry about that, Agent PR. Flag-waxing guy has jury duty this week. Anyhow... Doofenshmirtz has purchased some suspicious items. 4 helicopter blades, 2 dozen party balloons, and light bulbs. 6,000 of them. He's hiding out at the old abandoned cake factory on the edge of... Carl, the light bulb and the 6,000? Still on screen. Ah, thanks, Carl. Locate Doofenshmirtz and figure out what he's up to. Don't fail us, Agent P.
Oh, hey, Candace.
My cell phone appears to be ringing. Whoops! My camera went off!
Well, that was an interesting experiment.
Excuse me, but why are you not studying?
It's summer vacation. You know, no school, when teachers aren't around and all you have to worry about are bullies? Hey, Buford, that seat's kind of taken.
This table's taken. Sit somewhere else.
What about Baljeet?
Please go. You will just make him angry.
This is gonna hurt.
Hey, put him down.
Do as she says.
Violence can only lead to more violence.
Sounds good to me.
Hold it.
World heavyweight boxing champion Evander Holyfield?
Aren't you a little old to be a professional boxer?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Cool.
If you have to fight, do it the time-honored way, out behind the mall at 3 o'clock.
Ferb, how's our 3 o'clock? We'll be there.
Don't be late. My mom's picking me up at 4.
It looks like we found something to do today.
What you have found is a one-way magic carpet ride to your own destruction.
He's right. Remember what happened to the last kid Buford fought? I don't want that to happen to you.
It won't, cause I'm gonna train him.
Your opponent!
Brawl at the mall. 3 o'clock. Brawl at the mall.
The brawl at the mall? What do you think you're doing? You can't just go building a boxing ring out here in the mall parking lot. I am telling Mom right now. Mom, Phineas and Ferb are at it again.
Not now, Candace. Oh, my solo.
Oh, I need proof. The flyer.
Dunkleberry, the platypus. I've trapped you in a giant bowl filled to the brim with Dunkleberry cake mix. You see, today is my birthday. Struggle all you want, Berry the platypus. But in 30 to 40 minutes, the yeast will rise and you'll be buried alive. Here, have some. Unfortunately, my birthday has always been the lousiest day of the year. It all began on the day of my actual birth. Both of my parents failed to show up. By the age of 5, I was forced to throw my own surprise party at Gunter Gottschies's, the goat-cheesiest place in all of Drusselstein. Many of my closest friends were there. Count Wolfgang, Betty the Shebor, Rat Putin, and the Lice Twins, Olga and Chicago Joe.
Hello, boys and... awkward.
Hey, kid, lock up when you're done, okay?
But one should never walk the paths of Drusselstein with uncovered Dunkleberry cake, lest the Dunkleberry bats swarm. But this year, I won't be celebrating my birthday alone. Behold, the Slavenator! You see, the crowd will do whatever the Slavenator tells them to do. I even have a clean-up party button, because the worst part about a party is the clean-up, am I right? Farewell, Perry the Platypus, and happy birthday to me!
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, he's from a broken home. His hobby is breaking bones. Buford the Bully! And in this corner, he's got moves, he's got grace. His nose takes up his entire face. Fabulous, Phineas Flynn!
Okay, boys, let's have a fair and square fight, and in no way should this ensuing fight contain the image of a potentially harmful, hurtful, or psychologically disturbing physical act that could be found imitatable by an impressionable child viewer.
Boys and girls, let's get ready to thumb wrestle!
Sorry, we're all out of flyers.
Poster.
Nope.
Action figures.
Sold out.
Commemorative coin.
All gone.
8x10 glossy photo.
Those went like hotcakes.
Photo. Yes! Photographic evidence!
The platypus. Well, if you're going to crash my party, you're going to need a party hat. A party hat of doom!
One, two, three, four! I declare the war!
The fighters spring to life. They're squaring up to each other. Yow! Clint hits the mat. Buford got him where he wants him. And look, and oh! Into the turnbuckle. Clothesline. That can't feel good. Hold on to your seat, folks. This one's gonna be brutal.
Still hanging around, Perry the Platypus? Why don't you let go? Doesn't it hurt your fingers?
I don't think this is going so well.
Nonsense, kid. Go for the goal. Fight fire with fire. Shoot. Shoot him the stink eye. Grease the pig. I got nothing.
A right hook, a charging left jab.
Photo.
Buford is climbing the turnbuckles. He's on the top rope. Boom! The dreaded Boston Belt Sander.
Finally, indisputable photographic evidence of dangerous and irresponsible behavior.
Candace, this is your thumb in front of the lens.
Ah! Oh, you are coming with me!
And now, Perry the Platypus, I will smudge your face with ice cream! Wait, what are you doing? What is that? No! Wait!
Let's go! Crowd's on its feet. It's over. It's all over.
Our hero. box, and now it's looking like the end.
Ice cream fell on you. Now we're both humiliated in public. What do you say? Even Steven?
Sure, Buford. Even Steven.
Wait, how did you do that?
Hey, where did that whale come from? Oh, this is the worst party ever!
Ah! My pants, Stinky! Goodbye, Fanny the Platypus! At least I still have my cake!
Because you, Fanny the Platypus!
Kate, I have a strange urge to clean up this mess.
Me too.
Let's do it.
I'll take care of the whale.
Thank you, Mr. Holyfield.
Yeah, wouldn't have been real without you.
Happy to help you boys find a slightly less violent way to settle your differences.
There you are, Perry.
See?
Hi, Mom.
Hi, boys.
If you'll excuse me, Candace, I'm going to get back for the second set.
Hey, Jinabelle, that was the best battle ever. Same thing tomorrow?
Nah, I like to keep moving forward.
Sharks have to continue to move forward, or they'll drown.
You calling me a shark?
Ferb.
Well, he was all up in my face.
Oh, what happened?
To think, to dream. Whether 'tis nobler to love, I know not. Ah, the Princess Sensibilities, my favorite play. What is going on out there? Would you keep it down out here? You guys ruin everything. I am trying to practice the art of acting, and I will not be disturbed by your little movies.
Not so little anymore. Last week, our website got 176 million hits.
Oh, sorry I'm late. They're filming down the street.
Filming? What? What are they filming?
A movie version of the play, The Princess Sensibilities.
I would be perfect for that part. I've been practicing it for my drama club all summer. I'm gonna get discovered!
That's serendipitous. Hey, where's Perry?
There you are, Agent P. There's something very strange going on with Dr. Doofenshmirtz. He's been very quiet lately. A little too quiet. I want you to find out what's not going on and, put a stop to it. I suppose. Good luck, Agent P.
There it is! Excuse me? Mr. Producer, sir?
I can't talk to you right now. My lead actress just quit!
Well, sir, this is your lucky day! To think! To dream! Whether 'tis nobler to love, I know not.
That's not bad. And you know your lines. I don't know.
I'll do it for free.
You're hired.
Really?
You bet. With the money I save, I'll be able to hire the hottest new directors in town. Hello?
Well, I could get used to this.
Miss Candace, here's your contract and your bagel. This is Antoine, your dialogue coach. Nikki, your swimming stand-in. And your personal trainers, Olga and Chicago Joe.
Sure.
Drop and give me 20.
Candace, baby, let me introduce you to the directors of this film.
Hi, Candace.
Phineas and Ferb? What are you doing here?
We're directing the movie. Our new agent arranged the whole thing.
Look, my client gets 3% of the gross and a piece of the back end, or he walks. Yeah, that's right. You mess with the bull, you get the horns, buddy. Hello? Sid, baby, you got that third act in line yet?
Wait, wait! Don't you think they're a little young to be big-budget movie directors?
With 176 million hits, they could be in diapers for all I care.
Phineas, I don't remember any monsters in The Princess Sensibilities.
We just finished the rewrites this morning.
The curse of the princess monster? That is not what I signed up for. Besides, I can't wear this. No one will see my face.
Yes, but in the end, the curse is lifted, and in your big dramatic scene, you will look stunning. This film could make you a star.
Really? A star?
Ugly monster! You're needed on the set!
I'm coming! Oh.
Oh. Oh. Larry the Platypus, why do you keep breaking down my doors? Why don't you knock first? It's not even locked. This time, you'll pay. That's right, fork it over. What, are you kidding me? It's not just drywall, you know, it's solid oak. That's more like it. You can't just go busting into people's houses for no reason, you know. Besides, I've given up evil to pursue the art of cheese making. Do you like Stinky Limburger? It's a Doofenshmirtz family recipe. It's not ready yet. It still has to age for 58 and a half years. But who's got that kind of time? Which is why I created the Age Accelerator! Inator!
Okay, Candace, this is a very important scene. It is nothing less than the emotional backbone of the whole film. Oh, and the villagers are coming at you with everything they've got.
What do you mean, the village?
Action! The Air Force! The Space Armada from the Planet Flying Supplies! Beautiful! That's a print! Oh, that's a little embarrassing. Okay, people, nice rehearsal. Let's take it from the top.
Wow! Is this banana hat for some cool tropical dance number?
We're trying to come up with some exciting camera angles for the big chase scene, so we strapped a camera onto the starving monkey. Sorry that monkey cam didn't work out. We're gonna try it with Ferb this time. Now take this sandwich and remember, Ferb hasn't eaten lunch yet. Hold on tight. Okay, in this scene, the monster, that's you, gets attacked by 800 cubic feet of rats, spiders, and snakes.
There is no way I am doing that!
Relax, they're made out of rubber. Well, the snakes are anyway. Okay, Candace, this is your beauty shot. The curse has been lifted, and you're no longer a monster. Now, this scene is all about what the heart wants, but the mind can't have. Take one.
To dream! To be free of the curse!
Beautiful. Keep going. Cure the magical girly dust!
Whether 'tis nobler to be loved...
Cue wind machine!
You'll be cursed by love!
May it! Make it stop! Cut the wind machine! Oh! Okay. Drop the flower petals.
Whether it is no...
Wrong prop. What the heck? Let's keep it! Oh! Okay, people, that's a wrap. Here's your big dramatic scene, Candace.
To think. To dream.
Cut.
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry.
Do it again.
To think. To stink. To...
Cut.
This is horrible. I can't let anybody see this.
That's what's called a rough cut. Ferb's gonna fix it in editing. Tighten up the dialogue. Do a little voice modulation. Play with the filters. And now take a look.
Think, to dream, to be free of the curse. I look beautiful!
That's what they call movie magic.
You two are the best brothers a great actress could ever have!
We pack the theater with teenagers. They're our target audience. If they like it, we're in business. If they don't...
The Curse of the Princess Monster.
Looks like we've got a hit movie.
Now, Perry the Platypus, watch carefully as I demonstrate the Age Accelerator Inator. Hooray, it works! And now to make some perfectly aged cheese. Perfect! You can actually see the pungent aroma. Here you go, Barry the Platypus. But I'm warning you, once you start, you won't be able to stop. I'll go get some crackers. We're in luck. I still have some leftover Melbourne. Oh, no! The cheese! What happened to the stinky cheese? Barry the Platypus, you ate all the cheese? No! I created this for peaceful, cheese-loving purposes. But now you force me to wield it in anger. Bury the platypus, hold still! Hold still so I can blast you!
Wow, those kids love it!
Yay! Super Stardom, here I come!
Huh? What's going on in there?
It's too loud!
Where are my keys?
Oh, a waste of my time!
Sorry, kids, they hated it. Movie's dead.
Well, at least we had fun.
Fun? What about me? I was gonna be a star!
Don't worry, Candace. We saved a copy of your best scenes. We're gonna put it on our website right away.
Ha ha ha! I have you cornered! This time, I will hit you with everything I've got! Say goodbye, Bury the Platypus!
Wait a minute, that's not right!
Bury the Platypus, just look at yourself! You really let yourself go! Oh, so you had an age accelerator innator proof suit. Well, I have a little surprise of my own. Well, it's already 4:30. I think I'm going to bed. Curse you, Bury the Platypus.
Oh boy, this is gonna be great. Whoa, check it out! 5 million hits already? I bet everyone we know saw it. Enjoy while it lasts, Candace. Fame is fleeting.
But the internet is forever.
Good night, Candace.
Hey, nice monster on the internet.
Ooh, you guys ruined everything.
That's a monster on my computer.
I got it. The Swamp Monster of Danville. You rock!
She rocks. Yeah.